breathing, son. Draw from the earth rotten humidity. Below thy sister's orb, infect the air. Twin brothers of one womb, whose procreation, residence, and birth scarce is divided, touch them with several fortunes. The greater scorns the lesser. Not nature, to whom all sores lay siege, can bear great fortune, but by contempt of nature. Raise me this beggar, denieth that lord. The senator shall bear contempt, hereditary. The beggar, native honor. It is the pasture lies, the brother's side, that want that makes him lean. Who dares in purity and manhood stand upright and say this man's a flatterer? If one be, so are they all. For every grind of fortune smoothed by that below, learned paid ducks to the golden fool, all obliquy. There's nothing level in our cursed natures but direct villainy. Therefore, be abhorred, all feasts, societies, throngs of men, his semblable, yea, himself. Diamond disdains. Destruction fan mankind. Yield me roots. Who seeks for better of thee? Source his palate to thy most operant poison. What is fear? Gold. Yellow. Glittering. Precious. Gold.
Gods! I'm no idle votarist. Roots, you clear heaven!
What? What's that abyss? We'll make black, white. Foul, fair, wrong, right, base, noble, old, young, coward, valiant. This, you gods, what this? Why? This will lug your priests and servants from your sides. Blood pillows from beneath stout men's heads. This yellow slave will knit and break religions. Bless the accursed, make the whore leprosy adored, place thieves, and give them title, knee, and approbation with senators on the bench. Why, this is it that makes the whoppened widow wed again. She whom the spittle house and ulcerous sores have cast the gorge abyss, in balms and spices to the April day again. Come, damned earth. Thou common whore of mankind that puts odds amongst the rout of nations. I'll make thee do thy right nature. A drum? I'm quick, but yet I'll bury thee. Thou go, strong thief, when doughty keepers of thee cannot stand. May stay thou out for earnest.
What art thou there?
A beast that thou art!
Can know thy heart for sure and naked in the eyes of man.
What is thy name? Is man so hateful to thee that art thyself a man?
I am Misanthropos, and hate mankind.
But I privately wish thou were a dog that I might love thee something.
But in my fortunes, I'm unlearned and strange.
I know thee, too. And more than that, I know thee, I not desire to know.
Next summer, thy drum.
With man's blood, paint the ground jewels. Jewels. Religious canons, civil laws are cruel. What should war be?
This Belle Vorovine hath in her more destruction than my sword with all her cherubin look.
Oh, thy lips rot off.
And I'll kiss thee, and the rot returns to thine own lips again.
Up came the noble Timon to this change.
As the moon does, by wanting light to give. But then, renew, I could not light the moon. There were no suns to borrow of.
Noble Timon, in what friendship may I do thee?
None, but to maintain my opinion.
What is it, Timon?
Promise me friendship, but to fall none. If thou wilt not promise, the gods plague thee, for thou art a man. If thou dost perform, confound thee, for thou art a man.
I have heard in some sort of thy miseries.
I sawest them when I had prosperity,
and I see them now. Then was a blessed time.
As thine is now, held with a brace of harlots.
The Athenian minion the world has voiced so regardfully.
Of her Timandra?
Yes.
Be a whore still. They love thee not, but use thee. Give them diseases, leaving with thee their lust. Make use of thy soft hours. Season the slaves for tubs and baths. Bring down rose-cheeked youth to the tub fast and diet.
Hangling monster.
Arm him, sweet Amandre. His wits are drowned and lost in his calamity. I have but little gold of late brave time. The want whereof doth daily make revolt in my penurious band. I have heard and grieved how cursed Athens, mindless of thy worth, forgetting thy great deeds, when neighbor states but for thy sword and fortune.
That will be beat thy drum and get thee gone.
And my friend, and pity thee for your time.
Out of that pity, even out of trouble. I'd rather be alone.
Listen,
Rosalie. Sleep, I cannot eat it.
When I have laid proud Athens on a heap.
Worst thou against Athens?
I, Timon, and have cause.
Gods confound them all in my conquest. And really after when thou hast conquered.
Why me, Timon?
For thy killing of villains thou hast born to conquer my country. For that's my gold. God is gold. God. Be as a planetary plague. When Jove blows from high vice city and his poison in the sick air. Let not thy sword skip one. Bid not on at age. For his wife's beard. He's an usurer. And strike me the counterfeit matron. It is a habit only that is honest, herself so bored. Let not the virgin's cheek make soft their trenchant sword, for those milk paths that through the window bars bore at men's eyes are not within the leaf of pity writ, but set them down, honorable traitors. Spare not the babe, whose dimpled smiles from fools exhaust their mercy. Think it a bastard, whom the oracle hath doubtfully pronounced the throat shall cut, and mince it sans remorse. You swear against objects. Put armor on thine ears and on thine eyes, whose proof nor yells of mothers, maids, nor babes, nor sight of priests in holy vestments bleeding shall pierce a jot. Here's gold to pay thy soldiers. Make large confusion. Have thy fury spent. Confounded be thyself, and speak not, be gone.
Gold yet. I'll take the gold thou givest me. Not all thy counsel.
Dost thou or dost thou not, heaven's curse upon thee.
You must go, good time, and hast thou more?
Fair enough to make a whore forswear her trade, and to make whores abroad. Hold up, you sluts, your aprons, mountains. They're not oathable, although I know you'll swear terribly, swear, and the strong shudders and heavenly agues, the immortal gods that hear you. I spare you, as I'll trust your conditions. Be whores still. And he whose pious breath seeks to convert you, be strong in whore. Allure him. Burn him up. Let your close fire predominate his smoke and be no turncoat. Yet may your pain 6 months be quiet, contrary. And thatch your poor thin roofs with burthens of the dead. Some that were hanged, no matter. Wear them. Betray with them. Whore still. Paint till a horse may mire upon your face a pox of wrinkles.
Well, more gold? What then? Believe it that we'll do anything for gold.
Consumption so in hollow bones of man. Strike the sharp shins and mar men's spurring. And Athena's voice.
that he may never more false title plead, nor sound his quill of shrilly, or the flayman, who scolds against the quality of flesh, yet not believes himself. Down with the nose. Down with it. Flat. Take the bridge quite the way of him, that his particulars to perceive smells from the general wheel.
Make pale-pate ruffians bald. and let the unscarred braggarts of the war derive some pain from you. Plague all, that your activity may defeat and quell the source of all erection.
There's more gold. Gold. Do you damn others, and let this damn you, and ditches grave you all.
More counsel with more money, bounteous son.
But more gold in my mischief purse. I've given you earnest.
Strike up the ground towards that one. Farewell, Simon. If I cry well, I'll disappear
again. If I hope well, I'll never see any more.
I never did see harm.
Yes, thou spokest well of me.
Cook thou that harm.
Men daily find it. Then get thee down. And take thy beagles with thee.
We've got a
fence. Strike!
Good nature, being sick of man's unkindness, should yet be hungry. Common mother, thou whose womb immeasurable and infinite breasts teems and feeds all, whereof thy proud child, arrogant man, is part, engenders the black toad and adder blue, the gilded newt and eyeless venom worm, with all they poured birth below crisp heaven, whereon Hyperion's quickening fire to shine, yield him whom all the human sons do hate, from forth her plenteous bosom woman, poor root. And tear thy fertile and conceptuous womb. May it no more bring out ungrateful man. Who crave the tigers, dragons, wolves, bears, teem with new monsters, whom thy upward praise to the marbled mansion all above hath never presented. A root. Dear Tank!
Dry up thy marrows, thy vines, thy plough torn leaves, whereof ingrateful man, with licorice drabs and morsels unctuous greases his pure mind, that from it stole consideration.
Yes. Mourn. Plague.
I was directed hither. Men report thou dost affect my manners and disfuse them.
Is that because thou dost not keep a dog whom I would imitate? Consumption catch thee.
This is in thee a nature that infected. A poor unmanly melancholy sprung from changed fortune. Why this spade, this snake? This slave-like habit and these looks of care. Thy flatterers yet wear silk.
Huh?
Drink wine, lie soft, hug their diseased perfumes that have forgot that ever tyrant was.
No, no, no!
Shame not this place by putting on the cunning of a carper. Be thou a flatterer now and seek to thrive by that which hast undone thee. Hinge thy knee. And let his very breath and thou'st observe blow off thy cap. Praise his most vicious strain and call it excellent. Thou told us, thou gavest thine ears like tapsters that give welcome to knaves and all approachers. It's most just about her, rascal. That's thou wilt again, rascal, should have it. Do not assume my likeness.
What I like thee, I'd throw away myself.
Thou hast cast away thyself, being like thyself. A madman so long, now a fool. What? Thence to the bleak air thy boisterous chamberlain will put thy shirt on warm. Will the moist trees that have outlived the eagle page thy heels and skip them thou poist out? Will the cold brook candy for thy cordle thy morning taste to cure thy all-night surfeit? Call the creatures.
whose naked natures live in all the spite of rueful heaven, whose bare unhoused trunks to the conflicting elements exposed, answer mere nature. Bid them flatter thee. Oh, thou shalt find
a fool of thee. Depart.
I love thee better now than ever, Dick.
Hate me worse.
Why?
Thou flatterest misery.
Flatter not, but say thou art a tainted.
Why dost thou seek me out?
To vex thee.
Always a villain's office and fools. Please thyself into... A knave, too.
If thou didst put this thou cold habit on to castigate thy pride for wealth, thou dost it enforcedly.
Ah.
Oh. Thou'st caught ye be again with thou not beggar. Willing misery outlives in certain pomp his crown before. The one is filling still, never complete. The other at high wish. Best state contentless. Hath a distracted and most wretched be. Worse than the worst, content. Thou shouldst desire to die, being miserable.
Not by his breath, it is more miserable. Thou art a slave. From fortune's tender arm with favor, never clasped but bred a dog. Hadst thou like us from our first swathe proceeded the sweet degrees that this brief world affords to such as made a passive judges of it freely command, thou wouldst have drowned thyself in general riot, melted down thy youth in different beds of lust, and never learned the icy precepts of respect, but followed a sugared game before thee. But myself, who had the world as my confectionery, the eyes, the tongues, the heart, the mouths of men at duty, more than I could frame employment. These, that numberless upon me stuck, have leaved you on the oak, with one winter's brush, fell from their boughs and left me open. Bear to every storm that blows, I, to bear this that never knew but better, is some burden. Thy nature did commence in sufferance, time hath made thee hardened. Why dost thou hate man? They never flattered thee. What hast thou given? If thou wilt curse thy father, that poor rack must be thy subject too, in spite put stop to some she-beggar and compounded thee poor rogue hereditary. Thanks be God! If thou hast not been born the worst of men, thou hast been a knave and flatterer.
Art thou proud yet?
I, that I am not a thief. I, that I was no prodigal. I, that I am one now. For all the wealth I have shut up in here, I give thee leave to hang it. Well, get thee gone! That the whole world of Athens were in this mass when I eat it.
Here I will mend thy feast.
First mend my company. Take away thyself.
So shall I mend mine own by the lack of thine.
It is not well mended, so it is but botched. If twere not, I would it were.
What wouldst thou have to ask?
Thee to the inner whirlwind. If thou wilt, tell them that I have gold. Huh? Eh? No, I have.
It's no use for gold.
Well, the best and truest. For here it sleeps, and does no hide at heart.
Where lies tonight's time?
Under that's above me. Where feeds thou days, Apomantus?
Where my stomach finds meat? Or rather, where I eat it.
I would poison when obedient, knew my mind.
Where wouldst thou send it?
To source thy dishes.
The middle of humanity thou never knewest, but the extremity of both ends. When thou wast in thy guilt and thy perfume, they mocked thee for too much curiosity. In thy rags thou knowest none, but it's by you to the contrary. There's a meddler for thee. Eat it.
Oh, what I hate, I feed not.
Dost hate a meddler?
Aye, lords look like thee.
Hadst thou hated meddler, sooner thou shouldst have loved thyself better now. What man didst thou ever know, unthrift, that was beloved after his means?
Who without those means thou speakest of didst ever know beloved?
Myself.
Oh, I understand thee, thou hadst some means to keep a dog.
What things in the world canst thou nearest compare to thy flatterers?
Women, nearest.
But man, men are the things themselves. What wouldst thou do with the world, Apollonius, if it lay in your power?
Give it the beasts to be rid of the men.
Must have thyself fall in the confusion of men and live a beast to the beasts.
All right, Simon.
A beastly ambition, which the gods grant thee to attain to. Wert thou the lion, the fox would beguile thee. Wert thou the lamb, the fox would eat thee up. Wert thou the fox, the lion would suspect thee, and peradventure thou would accuse by the ass. Wert thou the ass, thy dullness would torment thee, and still thou livest but as a breakfast to the wolf. Wert thou the wolf, thy greediness should afflict thee, and oft thou shouldst hazard thy life for thy dinner. Or wert thou the unicorn, pride and wrath would confound thee, and make thine own self the conquest of thy fury. Wert thou a bear, thou'd be killed by a horse. Wert thou a horse, thou'd be seized by a leopard. Wert thou a leopard, thou wert German to the lion, and all the spots of thy kindred were jurors on thy life. All thy safety were emotion, and thy defense, absence. What a beast could thou be that were not subject to a beast? And what a beast art thou already that seest not thy loss and transformation?
If thou couldst please me with speaking to me, thou mightst have hit upon it here. The commonwealth of Athens is become a forest of beasts.
As the ass broke the wall that died out of the city.
Yonder comes a poet and a painter. The plague of company light upon thee. I will fear to catch it. And give way.
When I know not what else to do, I'll see thee again.
When there's naught else living but thee, thou shalt be welcome. I'd rather be a beggar's dog than Atalantis.
Thou art the cat of all the fools alive.
But they were clean enough to spit upon.
Plague upon thee, thou art too bad to curse.
All villains that stand by thee are pure.
There is no leprosy but what thou speakest.
If I name thee, I'd beat thee, but I should infect my hands.
I would my tongue could rot them off.
Away, thou issue of a mingy dog. Collard has killed me that thou art still alive. I swoon to see thee.
Wouldst thou would burst.
Away, thou tedious rogue. I'm sorry I shall lose a stone by thee. Beat. Slave. Rogue. 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 I shatter this false world. And we love naught but in the mere necessities of bond. Tyrant, presently prepare thy grave. Lie with a light foam in the sea. May sweet thy gravestone daily. Make thine epitaph that death in me and other lives may last. Thou sweet king killer. Thou dear divorce twixt natural son and sire. Thou bright defiler of Hymen's purest bed, thou valiant Mars. Thou ever young, fresh, loved, and delicate wooer, whose blast hath thawed the consecrated snow that lies on Dian's lap. Thou visible god that soldierest close impossibilities and makes them kiss. Thou touch of hearts. Think, thy slave, man, rebels. And by thy virtue set them into confounding odds that beasts may have the world in empire.
Would twere so, but not till I am dead. I'll say thou hast gold out in strong,
too shortly. Get back, I prithee!
Live and love thy misery.
Love him so, and so die. And pray.
More things like this. Eat by the lust and abhor them.
Where did he have this gold? Some poor fragment, some slender aught of his remainder. The mere want of gold and the falling form of his friends drove him into this melancholy.
It is knowing he has a mass of treasure.
Let us make the assay upon him. If he care not for it, he will supply us easily. If he covetously reserve it, how shall us get it?
True, for he says he's not about him.
It's true. Is not that he?
Well,
it is his description.
But he? I know him.
Hey, Pete. Ireland?
thieves.
Soldiers, not thieves.
Both, too. And women's sons.
Oh, we're not thieves. We are men that much do want.
Your greatest want is you want much meat. Why should you want? Behold, the earth hath roots. Within smile break forth 100 springs. The oaks bear mast. The briar's scarlet hips. The bounteous housewife nature. On each bush lays a full mess before you. Want? Why want?
We cannot live on grass, berries, water, beasts, birds, and fishes.
Nor on the beasts themselves, the birds and fishes.
You must eat men.
Yeah, thanks. I must you calm as your thieves profess. That you work not in holier shapes. For there's boundless theft in limited professions. Rascal thieves. Here's gold. Ah! Suck the subtle blood of the grape till a high fever seethe your blood to froth and so escape hanging. But just not the position. His antidotes are poison. He slays more than you rob.
Take wealth and lives together.
Do, Villainy, do. Since you protest to do it like workmen. I'll example you with thievery. The son's a thief. And with his great attraction robs the vast sea. The moon's an arrant thief. With pale fires snatched from the sun. The sea's a thief. Whose liquid surge resolves the moon into salt tears. The earth's a thief. That feeds and breeds from a compostious stone from general excrement. Each thing's a thief. The law's your curb and whip. And their rough power has unchecked them. Love not yourselves. Rob one another. There's more gold. Cut throats. All you meet are thieves. To Athens go, break open shops. Nothing can you steal, but thieves do lose it. Steal not less, for this I give you. And gold confound you, howsoever. Amen.
Has almost charmed me from my profession by persuading me to.
It isn't the malice of mankind that is thus advised us not to have us thrive in our mystery.
But I believe him as an enemy and give over my trust.
Let us first see peace at Athens. There is no time for a miserable, a man may be cruel.
True.
O you gods. God despise and ruinous man. My lord, will it decay in failing? Oh, monument and wonder of good deeds evilly disposed. What an alteration of honor has desperate want made. What viler thing upon the earth and friends there can be noblest minds to basest ends. How rarely does a meet in this time's guise when man was wished to love his enemies. Perhaps any other love and rather rule those who would mischief me than those who do. What he desires. As if my honest grief unto him, and as my lord speaks certain with my life. My dearest master.
Why? What art thou?
Have you forgot me, sir?
I forgot all men. Then, if thou grant thou art a man, I forgot thee.
An honest, poor servant of yours.
Then I know thee not. I never had honest men about me, I. All I kept were knaves to serve in meat to villains.
The gods are witness, nay, did poor steward wear truer grief by his undone lord than mine eyes for you.
Why so weak? Come here. Then I love thee because thou art a woman and disclaimst flinty mankind, whose eyes do never give but for a lust and laughter. Pity sleeping. Strange types that weep with laughing, not with weeping.
I beg of you to know me, good my lord, to accept my grief, and why is this poor wealth lost to entertain me as your steward still?
And I, steward, so true, so just, and now so comfortable. It almost turns my dangerous nature mild. Let me behold thy face.
Surely this man was born a woman. Forgive my general and acceptless rashness, you perpetual sober gods. I do proclaim one honest man. Mistake me not. But one. No more, I pray. And he is a steward.
Oh, faith, I would have hated all mankind. But thou redeemest thyself. But all, save me. I fell with curses. Methinks thou art more honest now than wise. For by oppressing and betraying me, thou might sooner got another service. For many so arrive at second masters upon their first lord's neck. You tell me true. For I must ever doubt for men so sure. Is not thy kindness, succor, covetous, and using kindness, and as rich men deal gifts, expecting in return 20 for 1?
No, no, my most worthy master, in whose best time suspect love the place too late. You should appear false time for you did feast. Suspect still comes where the state is least. That which I show, heaven knows, is merely love, duty, and zeal to your unmatched mind, care of your food and living. And believe it, my most honored lord, for any benefit that comes to me, either in hope or present, I'd exchange for this one wish, that you had power and wealth to requite me by making rich yourself.
I look thee, so. Thou singly honest man.
The gods,
out of my misery, have sent me treasure. Go, go live rich and happy, but thus conditioned. I shall build from men. Hate all. Curse all. Show charity to none. But let the famished flesh slide from the bone and I relieve the beggar. Give the dogs what thou denyest to men. Let prisons swallow them up. Deaths wither them to nothing. Be men like blasted woods. And diseases lick their false bloods. So farewell and thrive.
Oh, let me stay and comfort you, my master.
Where thou art blessed and free. Mercy, thou man, and let me mercy thee.